Warning, this podcast may contain graphic violence, sexual themes, and bad language. If our language offends you, we apologize, but we do not give a fuck. Be mindful of your kids listening.
The Evil Never Dies Podcast. Hey, evil ones. I'm Brett. You're listening to the Evil Never Dies podcast, midweek edition. Just wanted to give you a heads up. I'm dealing with a little bit of a cold chest kind of thing going, so bear with me, please. Today we're going to be discussing the band Static X and their album Wisconsin Death Trip. First of all, I wanted to tell you a little bit about the band. They were sort of formed in Chicago, Illinois. Lead vocalist Wayne Static, and he also plays guitar. He was in a band with called Deep Blue Dream with Billy Corgan, who you might know from the Smashing Pumpkins. This was in Chicago, and he actually introduced the drummer Ken Jay to Wayne Static, and they all met at a record store, I guess, up there in Chicago. That's how he met him. Well, anyway, Deep Blue Dream broke up, so Wayne Static and Ken Jay decided they were going to move to Los Angeles and start their music career out there and get a band together. And that's where they met Koichi Fukada for lead guitar, and he also plays keyboards and does the programming for all the sampling that's done on this album. And Tony Campos on bass guitar and backing vocals. All right. Now, they had 8 weeks to record this album. They recorded it in 8 weeks in late 1998 at Grandmaster Studios in Hollywood, California. Length of the album is 43 minutes, 55 seconds. Under label was Warner Brothers. And it was released on March 23rd, 1999. Produced by Ulrich Wild, or Ulrich, or however you want to say it. And recording assistant was Michael Baschetti. Mixers were Jeff Robinson and Tom Baker. And it was mastered at Future Disc. So they had $50,000 to record this album, and they originally wanted producer Terry Date to produce it, but they couldn't afford him, so they went with his assistant instead. Now, they wanted to make this album sound really machine-like, you know, the drums especially, but they didn't want to use a drum machine. So they built their own triggering system to make the drums sound like they did. And then they actually recorded the cymbals, and then they were played separately, and they were played back over the top of the regular drums. And you can really tell that when you listen to the album itself. All right. Let's go over the charts. For 1999-2000, the album peaked at 107 on the Billboard 200, and it hit number one on the Billboard Heatseekers albums. And in 2001, it finally went platinum. All right, let's go over the track list. Track one, we have Push It. And this was their first single off the record. There's also a music video to go along with that. And this song was also used on the 2000 video game Duke Nukem Land of Babes. And it was on the 1999 film Idle Hands soundtrack. Track 2, I'm With Stupid. It was the second single off the album. Also had a music video. I think Wayne Static was dressed up like a woman in that video. And it featured a sample at the very end of the song with Scream B movie Scream Queen, Linnea Quigley, from the 1988 film Sorority Babes in the Slime Ball-O-Rama. I don't think I've ever seen that. Maybe Carl will want to do a review on that one. All right, track 3, Bled for Days. This was the third single off the album, but it actually wasn't released as a single off of this album. It was released as a single off the 2000 film Bride of Chucky soundtrack. Track 4, Love Dump. There was actually a remix of this from the 2001 movie Valentine soundtrack as well. And I think there was also a video for this too. Track 5, I Am. Track 6, Otsegolation. Track 7, Stem. And samples in that song are from the 1990 horror film Begotten. Track 8, Sweat of the Bud. And the beginning sample of that is the opening scene of the original Planet of the Apes movie where the spacecraft crashes into the lake. Track 9, Fix. Track 10, Wisconsin Death Trip. Track 11, The Trance is the Motion. Track 12, December. And there was also a Japanese edition of this album, and there was a 13th track, Down, that was on that. All right, the tour. They toured for almost 3 years on this album. They did over 300 shows, two Ozfests, and supported numerous other bands along in this 3 years. And they actually played here in Dallas on October 30th, 1999 at the Freakers Ball, which is a concert that the local rock station puts on here every year. Sometimes they get good people, sometimes they don't. This probably would have been a good show, though. It had Megadeth, Slipknot, Seven Dust, Machine Head, Cold Chamber, Chevelle, and Dope. But that's about all I got for this. Let's see here. How many devil horns am I going to give it? I talked to Carl earlier that I told him I was doing this. And he said he was going to give it 3.5 devil horns. So I think I'm going to go ahead and give her 3.5 too. When this first came out, it was very different. Even with all the other, it was even more different than a lot of the industrial / new metal bands that had come out. And I actually liked this album a lot. So, yeah, 3.5 devil horns. So, All right, that's all I got for Static X and Wisconsin Death Trip. Remember to support your local people, support local businesses. Check out our merch, all the social medias. We're, like I said, we're on the YouTube now. Hit that like and subscribe button on there. That's only for the main week episodes, though. It's not for the midweeks, unless I have a guest on, which I'm still working on to try to get stuff going with that. So hit like and subscribe on the YouTube. And what really helps us out is those Apple iTunes reviews. So if you could, just leave us a rating and review on there or whatever you listen to us on. If they got a rating, leave us a rating. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. Y'all have a good week, and we'll talk to you Sunday. And stay evil, everybody.